This is Alicia, and welcome to the College Life Podcast. I am super passionate about education, personal development, growth, and bringing out the best in every college student. This podcast will help motivate you, empower you, and bring you clarity and confidence in who you are, in your purpose, and help you take action toward a life you love. Don't wait until you graduate to live your best life. Let's start now. What's up, and welcome to the College Life Podcast. It's Alicia here, and today we are talking about your story and what self-authorship looks like in college. This is a super fun topic for me because I studied this in college and during my PhD program, which I'm still in. And it's just really, really freaking cool because I get to actually help students move through this every single day in the work that I do with students. And it's really why I do this podcast, because I really want to help you get clear about what you want out of your life and not what everybody else wants. So this is totally just so near and dear to my heart. So I'm really excited to talk about this topic today. Before we do get started, I did want to let you know that I am starting an email list. So if you are interested in getting more updates from the College Life Podcast, also being the first to know if I have any freebies, I'm going to be offering some coaching in the next few months. If you join the email list, you will know all of the fun things first. Yeah, so go check it out. It will be in the link below in the show notes. Also, it will only be about once a month for now. I'm just going to be sending out emails once a month, so you should not get overwhelmed by all the emails. I just got to let you know that because I know that my inbox is always full, but I will not send you things unless I know that they're going to be helpful for you. So please check that out. And let's go ahead and dive into the topic. So I wanted to talk about this specifically because I see this all the freaking time when I work with students. And it has nothing to really do with like the type of students that I work with. This has been consistent no matter where I've worked at a university. It's just the time of your life where you are less likely to be dictated by other people. And you start trying to think through like, you know, who do I have to listen to now? Or what do I need to listen to? And you really just start asking yourself these questions, which is why the podcast episode title is Who's Writing Your Story? And I want you to think about that as we talk about this today. I want you to ask yourself, who has the pen in their hand? Are you writing your own story, or is somebody else writing your story for you? Because what's interesting is that it's your story, but a lot of times we let somebody else write it. And then all of a sudden, I think this is actually what happens when people go through like a midlife crisis, because they've been doing what everybody else wants them to do until they're like 40 or 50. And then all of a sudden they're like, shit, I cannot do this anymore. And we don't need that to happen to you. Let's go through this hard stuff now to really figure out what you want out of life before you get to that point. So that's kind of why I'm talking about this too, because I do think that there is some prevention in this as well. So a lot of times whenever I'm working with students will ask me, you know, what should I do? What should I do about this thing? I want you to remember that this is your life. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't ask for help or that you shouldn't ask for help. You always should ask for help, but always consider the source of where you're getting this information from, and ultimately know that you are the person that gets to decide, not that other person. Even if they recommend that you do this thing or that thing, you get to decide that, not them, just because they tell you that. And this can be really hard because your family can have huge influence on you because of whether it be their money, because maybe they're helping you pay for college, or because they have a hold on you as far as like that emotional piece. A lot of times family, they can make their student feel a little bit guilty about not pursuing what they think that they should, because really the ultimate thing is they want you to be successful. They want you to be happy, but the way that it's coming out is that they know best for you. And what's so fun is that they have always known best for you, hopefully, right? I'm making a blanket statement here. This isn't truth for everybody, but most of our parents wanted the best for us, and they still want the best for us. But what happens is as you develop and grow, you're starting to recognize that what you think is best for you is actually doesn't align with what your parents think or what your family thinks you should do or shouldn't do. I'm going to give you two scenarios about this. So the first one is, I actually was talking to a girlfriend the other day, and she was like, Alicia, I just don't know what to do. I'm getting all these different messages like, you need to do this next, or you need to do this next, or you need to do this next. And she's like, you know, I just keep getting all these things about what people are telling me to do, but they all contradict each other. And finally, I just stopped her and I said, girl, what do you think you should do next? And at the time, I didn't really think anything of it. I just was kind of challenging her to really think about what she wanted. And later on, I found out that that actually was really helpful for her to hear. And so that really actually made me want to do this podcast even more so at this moment, because I have a list of podcast episodes that I want to do. But, you know, sometimes things just resonate more, you know, throughout the semester, throughout my own life and what I'm working on with students. So this kind of just kept coming up in my day-to-day conversations with students and then also with my friend. So I just kind of wanted to share that with you again to think, to remember and to remind yourself that you have to really think through what you want, because again, you haven't really had to do this before. A lot of us just don't. We just kind of go through the motions and go through life. So you have to really just take inventory. Where are you at and who do you want to be? Who do you want you to be? Not who does everybody else expect you to be or become. I'll tell you something else too. So my husband, I actually interviewed him in the second episode ever on this podcast. Feel free to go listen to it. Honestly, it's pretty bad, the sound quality, and just it was awkward for some reason. I just was super nervous because, you know, it's my husband and I just wanted it to be great. So we'll probably have to do another one. But anyway, if you want to hear his full story, feel free to check episode 2 out. But he was in the college and he wasn't doing so hot. So he ended up going into the military. And when he did go into the military, everybody was like, what the hell are you doing? Oh my gosh, you know, why would you make that decision? That's an awful decision. And then literally when he decided to get out of the military after serving for 4 years, people were like, what are you doing? What are you thinking? Why would you do that? And it's just so funny to me, that just really resonated with me, because we can't just pay attention to what everybody else says all the time. We really have to think through what we want out of life and not what everybody else wants for us. Also, a lot of times it can be one person in our life that really has a hold on this. It can also be just very general. I cannot tell you how many students I hear like, I need to be a computer science major because I'm going to make a lot of money. Like, oh, I hate that so much, but that could be another conversation. But that is because, you know, society has told you that this is what we value right now. And so this is where the money is. And that can be true, but it also can be false. So you just have to take those things with a grain of salt and then think through, like, what are your strengths? What are your skills? What are you interested in? Think about that purpose series that I did a while back to help you really cultivate and develop your purpose. But really, this is, again, getting clear about what you want and not what everybody else wants for you. So I'm going to share quickly this theory. It's called the theory of self-authorship, and it was created by Robert Keegan first, and then it was kind of built on by Baxter Magolda. And she really studied this in college students. So there's 4 phases to this. And so first off, I hate talking about theory, but this is like actually a really cool thing because it's kind of like these like phases that you go through to become like a self-authored person. So the first phase is following formulas. So this allows others to define who you are instead of you defining who you are for yourself. And I think about this a lot when I think about learning and studying. You know, if you give me a formula, I can totally plug in numbers. If you tell me to memorize something, I can totally do this. But if you tell me to think about some kind of new thing and think innovatively or entrepreneurial, like, I'm kind of like stuck. And not anymore. I've been really good at challenging myself with that recently, but it's kind of like, I'm going to take the test. I'm going to go to class. I'm going to follow all the formulas. I'm going to check all the boxes and do all the things that I need to do, that what people tell me is how I'm going to be successful, if that makes sense. So the next phase is phase 2 is crossroads. And this is where you start kind of recognizing that you don't necessarily fit what you're supposed to do, quote unquote, what you're supposed to do and what other people think that you're supposed to do. And you start recognizing that something is not right and maybe I need to make some change. But it doesn't mean that you actually do start making change, but you just start recognizing that you're more dissatisfied with yourself. You're more out of alignment. And this can be a really sucky phase to be in. So if you are in that phase right now, I freaking feel you so hard right now. Oh my gosh. This is such a tough place to be, but here's where you get to decide what's next. And so this is kind of where phase three comes in, and that's where you start to become the author of your own life. And this is where you start to choose your own beliefs and you start standing up for them. So if you don't really value this thing, but your family values this thing or this major or whatever, you start saying, I'm not going to do that anymore. This is not who I am. This is not who I want to be. This is not what I want to do with my life. And you know, if you are feeling that right now, you know it. This is not like something that you're just like, I wonder. Like if you are really honest with yourself, you feel it right now. You know you have to make change. And so here's your sign. It's time. It's time to make the change. And this could cause some conflict. So obviously you want to tread lightly in this area, but start to think about smaller ways that you can become the author of your own life and your own story. So phase four is internal foundation. And this is really where you're really grounded, finally. You have a really strong belief and value system, and you've really thought through this and you've done inner work. You've started making your own decisions, even when they don't align with other people. And you really get a sense of who you actually are versus who everybody else wants you to be. And it's much deeper than just kind of starting to become the author of your own life. So it's a super fun phase. And when you get there, let me know, because that's a really fun place to be. I can tell you that I did not get there for a while. And what held me back so much from becoming my own author of my own life and my own story was because I cared way, way, way too much about what other people thought of me. And I did not care at all about what I actually wanted out of life. It wasn't even a question. I honestly did not even question what I really wanted. Oh my gosh, until later on in life, y'all. After college, for sure. So if you are in phase two or three already, that's amazing. So you're doing great. And I can tell you that when I did change, when I did finally get to that phase four, that internal foundation, the only way that I really can describe it is that I felt free. I felt like I could trust myself and my decisions. I felt like I had made really great decisions so far in life and they were good, but not all of them were the best decisions for me, if that makes any sense at all. So one way that I actually, this kind of actually like practically happened for me is that, you know, me and my mom, I talked pretty frequently with her throughout college. And then I think it was after my master's degree. So I was maybe like 24, 25 when this conversation happened and I was working full time. And my mom has a pretty strong hold on me. Like we have a great relationship and I love her so much, but we had this like emotional like push and pull, I guess. And so she has a lot of say she had a lot of say in what I did or didn't do. And she had a great way of making me feel guilty to do certain things that she thought was best. So finally I had to have a conversation with her. And again, this wasn't until I was like 25. And I said, you know, mom, I freaking love you so much. And I am always going to value your opinion and what you think and what ideas that you have for me and what you think I should or shouldn't do. But ultimately, I'm going to make those decisions, you know? So it really helped her see that I really did care about her and like what she had to say, but also that I wasn't necessarily going to always listen to that thing. Not because it was coming from her, but because it wasn't best for me. And being able to articulate that was really hard. That was like a really hard conversation for me, but it ended up being so great for our relationship. And it was very empowering for me to be able to say, like, I talked to my mom about this and I feel so good now. Obviously, you might not be able to do that with every relationship that you have right now, and that's totally okay. But think about, again, those small ways that you can start really self-authoring your own life. Because think about it, you've had, you know, however many years, probably 18, 19, 20, 40 even years, depending on when you're in college and who's listening to this right now. But you could have had somebody else writing your story for so many freaking years. It is going to be hard to take the pen back and start writing your own story. It's going to feel awkward. You're not gonna know what to do. You're gonna have to ask for help. And again, it's not because that what they say is right or wrong, but it's going to help you think through what are some things that I can do next. And just even asking yourself that question is helping you become self-authored. I hope that this episode was helpful for you. It was really fun for me, and let me know if this makes sense. I'd love to know what phase you're in and what it feels like to really start making your own decisions. You know, it's our fall break this week, and Thanksgiving is around the corner. So I do just, you know, gratitude is an important thing for me. So I just want you to know that I'm really grateful for you. You know, things in my life are awesome, and I just have a lot to be grateful for. And at the same time, I'm like cold, and I don't do great in the cold weather. So some days are just not the best. I got sick last week, so I missed a podcast episode, and I'm still so freaking grateful just for life and to be able to do this and to share what I've learned with you all and what I continue to learn working with students every single day. I really appreciate every single one of you, and I want you all to be able to have your own life and to be able to self-author your own journey. Again, thank you so much for listening to the College Life Podcast. Subscribe, share it with a friend, and I will catch you in the next one. Have an excellent week.